We would firstly like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which the three of us are recording today, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to elders past and present. For information and ways that you can help First Nations people, please check the link in our Instagram bio at beautyispolitical or check our show notes.
Welcome to Beauty is Political, an inclusive beauty podcast where beauty is political. I'm Talia.
And I'm Maxine. And between us, we have over 65 years of experience of having hair, skin, nails, and bodies.
So why are we doing this podcast? It came out of controversy. I was really frustrated when I engaged with a beauty page that had the question put to them of whether tanning was racist, and its 30,000 plus Facebook group sort of blew up because people thought, you know, stop trying to politicize something that's supposed to be fun. This is just beauty. It's not political. And Max and I, as two non-white people growing up in a predominantly white beauty culture, know firsthand that that is not true.
Yeah, so beauty has impacted both of our lives. And for me growing up, I wanted to look more normal, which as a teenager for me meant looking more white and more passable. So I used whitening creams and I straightened my hair. And I remember one day I was in the bathroom with my mum after seeing the movie Batman Forever starring Nicole Kidman and whoever played Batman.
It was Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
And I said to my mum, I wish I had white skin and straight hair. And she spoke to my grade five teacher about it and my grade five teacher addressed our whole class. She didn't mention me, but I was the only brown person in the class, so it was definitely about me, and I was so embarrassed about not fitting in.
Yeah, so we've both sort of always known that the way we look, our relationship to beauty and the politics of our lives are intricately connected. For me, growing up, I had thick, curly hair that nobody knew how to style. Nobody in my community was able to teach me what to do with it. And as an adult, I had to seek out my own solutions from communities that I just hadn't grown up around. Even now, the beauty resources that I find myself encountering don't really speak to me or have people like me in mind when offering advice or products.
And so in our podcast, we want to provide a space where not only do we talk about all things beauty, but we also don't assume only one type of listener as the default. So you can expect candid conversations about beauty, as well as beauty news, reviews, our favourite products, our favourite procedures, our very important opinions, and a fun assortment of guests from injectors to nail techs to everyday people that we find interesting.
We want the people who haven't felt represented in this industry to have somewhere that speaks to them. And we also want anyone who wants to learn to have somewhere to ask questions and hear conversations without being judged. It's also worth mentioning that while we are trying to be inclusive, we will sometimes get stuff wrong. So please feel free to reach out to us with feedback or corrections. We are always open to learning.
And please subscribe. Subscribe to our podcast. Follow us on Instagram.
We're not desperate.
At Beauty is Political. Please. Tell your friends.
You can also DM us on Instagram if you have questions that you want answered on the podcast, or use the hashtag AskBIP to ask us stuff. That's AskBIP.
Not Bachelor in Paradise.